Today we celebrate in the Franciscan Order, yes, the founder of the Dominican Order, our Holy Father, St. Dominic. So we pray especially today for all Dominicans, especially one of the Dominicans that is close to this retreat center and farm, and Sister Maria Colby, a Dominican sister of Hawthorne. We pray for her today in a special way. But St. Dominic was, of course, a contemporary of our Holy Father, St. Francis. He may have been about 10 years older than St. Francis, maybe 10, 15. He was born in 1170, of course, in Spain. And St. Francis, being Italian, they both met each other in Rome as they both founded mendicant orders about the same time. The Holy Spirit raised up this new spirituality that came to be known as the mendicants, from the Latin word mendicare, to beg, because they were a different type of spirituality, that they both wanted to live the gospel. St. Dominic was imbued with this idea of wanting to live the gospel and to preach it. St. Francis, of course, wanted to live the gospel and to preach it. And two different men were inspired with a similar charism, but lived out in a very different way, in that even St. Dominic wanted to combine the orders. He wanted to convince St. Francis, and said, St. Francis said, no, that's not a good idea. Your spirituality is different than mine, and the Holy Spirit has raised you up, and so we must remain separate orders. And that's the wisdom of the saints. And of course, St. Dominic, out of his love for St. Francis, asked if he could wear St. Francis's cord that he was wearing. And so St. Francis gave to St. Dominic his cord. And so it's always been understood that St. Dominic was the first cord bearer in the Franciscan order. St. Dominic offered to St. Francis his scapular, but St. Francis refused it. He said, no, I'm to remain poor, and it wouldn't really go well with my poor habit to wear this white scapular. So the two, of course, were remained friends and spiritual brothers. The two orders, although having a certain holy rivalry at times, have both been working in the church to show forth the gospel and to preach it and to show forth it by word and example, the importance of proclaiming the gospel in our world today, of course, because the gospel is Jesus. And if it's something that isn't being known today in the world, is Jesus and the gospel, because he's salvation. There's no other name under heaven and earth that is as important as the name of Jesus. And today, as we live in a world that has lost its way in so many ways and being inundated by moral relativism, one of the things that needs to be preached today is Jesus, because he is the truth. And the truth is not something that I make up as I go. The truth is Jesus incarnate. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the objective truth is the only thing that's going to keep us sane. If we realize that truth is not something I make up, but is I have to discover it. And when you discover the ultimate truth, that is that Jesus is Lord, and that he is the one who has set already, you might say, the standards. Everything is to be judged according to Christ. He is the model. He's the exemplar. He is everything. And both in our personal lives and in our social lives, as a nation or a state or a family, he has to be the model that we look to. Saint Dominic, because of his preaching of the gospel, you know, we think of the Dominicans really as ones who were really promoters of the truth. He established great universities. And when St. Dominic was born, I believe his mother had a vision of this child that she had just given birth to. And it was of a dog with a flame or torch in his mouth, and that this dog would take this flame throughout the world and enlighten the world by his preaching. And today we pray in a special way that the Dominicans and after the spirit of St. Dominic will especially see that mission of theirs to proclaim the truth boldly in our world, and that all of us will be having the courage to speak and to live the truth in a world today that is sadly confused. We can see that so clearly in the debates that were given the other night. One of the candidates said, you know, and see how we can twist things. He says, God, the question was about homosexual marriage, gay unions, and the question was, if your daughter was homosexual, you know, and how would you respond to her if you were opposed to gay marriage? And he said that, God asks us to love unconditionally, so I would support my daughter and this and that. And so this idea that unconditional love that God has for us is somehow, therefore, condones every action, but that's not the case. Yes, God loves us unconditionally, but he loved those people he drowned in the flood of Noah. He loved them, and he loved the people he fried at Sodom and Gomorrah. But the problem is that they did not love him. Our Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yes, God loves us unconditionally, but to show our love for him, there's a condition. There's no proof that we love him if we don't keep his commandments. And so this is where this whole fuzzy-wuzzy spirituality has come up, that somehow we think that God is love and that everything we do is okay because he loves us. But the whole point is there's a relationship here. Yes, God loves. He loves everyone because he can't deny himself. He is love incarnate. But the way that we show our love back to him is by keeping his commandments. And he says, my commandments are not burdens. As a matter of fact, they're the way that will lead us to freedom, true liberty, not licentiousness. So we have a lot of fuzzy ideas out there, and sad to say these fuzzy ideas are even in high places. And so we really need to preach the truth. We need to preach true charity, because without that truth, then we're just preaching moral relativism in disguise. And we know that what Pope Benedict said is it's a dictatorship. And so today and more than ever, we need the spirituality of St. Dominic, his great love for Our Lady, and especially praying the rosary, that gift that he was given by Our Lady to help not just make the truth something in our head, but to bring it into our hearts. That's one of the beautiful things about the meditation on the mysteries of the rosary and praying the rosary, is that it takes this gospel message, which we hear in our ears, and implants it in our hearts, that we, by meditating on these mysteries in union with Our Lady, that Jesus is truly born both in our words and in our actions. And sometimes that takes a long time, but we must continue to pray, especially now that the rosary has been given a special efficaciousness, as Sister Lucy reminds us, that in one way or another it is a special prayer that needs to be said and prayed, because it helped win souls to Christ in the time of St. Dominic. And it will win souls today. By our praying it, it will help us to be that true messenger of the gospel in the world that will help bring other souls to the truth as well. Let us ask Our Lady and St. Dominic to pray for us today as we celebrate this great son of hers and the great spirituality that the Church has been blessed because of St. Dominic's faithfulness to his vocation and calling that he was given by God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.